So, very fortunate to have Dr. Ina Kim. Dr. Kim is from the Graduate School of Public Health at Yonsei University, and she's going to talk to us about leukemia and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in the semiconductor industry workers in Korea. Dr. Kim.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm very sleepy because I think it is a jet lag. I'm Ina Kim from Korea. I'm occupational physician. I will introduce this study. It is the very basic study about our cases of occupational leukemia or lymphoma. Report of leukemia and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancers known to have a similar pathophysiology among workers in the semiconductor industry have generated much public concern in Korea. This paper originated from just one death of a 22-year-old woman who developed leukemia and had worked in Samsung Gihung plant. I think all of them didn't know about the Samsung industry. Samsung is the Samsung Semiconductor, which is the world's largest semiconductor manufacturer. It's one of the business department of Samsung Electronics. Electronics is upper level, and the semiconductor is just one business. The business department. It is a very huge company, so they employ 33,000 Koreans, and currently Samsung operates two semiconductor plants, Gihung and Hwaseong. Gihung and Hwaseong is just a name of a local region. There are 9 fabrication lines in the Gihung plant and 6 fabrication lines in the Hwaseong plant. The Gihung plant, which is the largest semiconductor fabrication plant in Korea, was built in 1984. In 2008, the plant had a workforce of 24,000, including 10 female workers and 14 male workers. Among them, 9,000 females and 10,000 males were manual workers. It is very huge. This is their yearly reporting brochure. This is their image about their workers. It is very clean and very safe and very young. But we have some cases in this kind of workers. Samsung is holds the greatest global market share for DRAM semiconductors, but is the second greatest global market of the whole semiconductor. I know that, followed by IBM. Is it right? Yeah. This is a very short introduction about the semiconductor industry. Semiconductor fabrication involves the following process: patterning, junction formation, thin film, and metallization. I don't know the exact process because it is not major, but I just help you understand about the process. We pointed out the risk of wet etching. Because our cases worked in usually wet etching process. Wet etching is a process of removing unnecessary part from wafers. It's followed by stripping and cleaning photosensitive substance with various chemicals. This is the possible hazard in semiconductor industry by it is reconstructed by HSE in UK. They said they listed the some carcinogen and other chemicals. Especially in the wet etching process, operator repeatedly dip the wafer into chemical bath. I mean, the chemical bath is composed of a combination of peroxide and any other various chemicals. So workers dip the wafer in the bath and often, yeah. After wet etching, workers clean maples multiple times using various chemicals, including trichloroethylene, 1-1 trichloroethane, freon, isopropyl alcohol, acetone, ethanol, hydrofluoric acid, sulfuric acid, hydrochloric acid. It's very, very, very many. Nitric acid, hydrogen peroxide, or ammonium hydroxide follows a series of etching processes. So many chemicals is used in this process. So many workers don't know about the name of exact name of their the chemicals they used. This paper so describe case reported to the NGO supporters for the health and right of people in the semiconductor industry, so-called SHARPS. We identified demographic characteristics, occupational and disease history of the cases. Total 58 people was reported of leukemia or lymphoma cases in Samsung Electronics. It is the upper level, and we excluded some cases because we think the Kyung plant is very special space to make the fabrication. Yeah, so we think it is a very similar risk group. So we think we point to the Kyung plant cases. This table shows all of the cases reported by SHARPS. I think the Okay. Is it okay? This table is all of the cases reported by SHARPS by diagnosis and industry. Lymphohematopoietic cancers was reported in 58 people who worked in electronic industry of Samsung groups. We excluded six non-fabrication workers who worked in Samsung's Onyang plant, which had a package or assembly line for the semiconductor wafer, and 23 workers who worked in subsidiary company Samsung Electronic Mechanics or Samsung SDI, where other kind of electronic device such as display system, storage device, or printed were made using semiconductor chips. It is different from the Kyung plant. And this table shows characteristics of 17 cases in the 70 cases of the Kyung plant. In the case 8 and 9, 10, 11, and 13 workers or their family members sought compensation from our government. The case 9 and 11 were female operator who worked in the wet etching process, I said. Case 9 worked from October 2003 to October 2006 on line 3. In May 2005, she experienced freezing, vomiting, fatigue, and dizziness. She was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia at just 20 years of age and died at 22 years. Case 11 worked from January 1995 to August 2006 on line 3. Case 11 is a colleague of case 9. She was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia at 30 years and died about 1 month after diagnosis. Case 9 and 11 worked in the same manual wafer cleaning with wet etching unit on line 3. They are worked in only one rotation. So they the number 11 is superior colleague of the number 9. So, this photo showed our first informant, case number 9. Her father, this is her father. Her father is a leading activist for the struggle against Samsung Electronics Company to prevent workers' health. His daughter was died, but his many activist acting is honorable for his daughter, I think, we think. This is the characteristics of summary of characteristics. The majority of cases were female operator and all of the male cases were engineer. The gender difference in task is very, very clear in Korea semiconductor industry. The mean age at diagnosis was 28.5 years. It's very young, yeah. And female workers were younger than male workers. Acute myeloid leukemia, AML, was the most common lymphohematopoietic cancers. 4% developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. 11 cases were fatal. 6 cases had worked in diffusion or etching process. Other worked in the photo inspection or test process. 4-7 workers, no information was available on the job task. 5 people were hired before 1990. 7 people were hired from 1991 to 1990. And 4 people were hired in or after 2000. The mean period from the hire date to the diagnosis was 128.5 months for male and 89.8 months. So we think is the latent period is very short. And we found several characteristics among these cases. First, relatively young age at diagnosis. It is very younger than Korean general population. And the short latency period you saw, more frequent in fabrication operator and workers hired before 2000, because we think 2000 is the time to change the process of semiconductor industry, because before 2000 the etching process is usually manual. But after 2000, most of the process will be changed to autonomous process. So we think the exposure of chemical is lower than 2000. After, latency period of female fab operator was relatively short than those of male fab engineers, because we think it is due to the gender difference of the process or task. 6 patients worked in the etching or diffusion process. So we have to point out the etching or diffusion process, and we said that in the process we used various chemicals. So we listed several possible exposure of carcinogen, trichloroethylene, and benzene. We identified these chemicals in environmental handbook for engineers. It is made by Samsung company. And in etching or diffusion process, various axes, ethylene glycol, monoethylether, or generation of ethylene oxide, or radiation by ion implanter was possible. In the photo process, benzene or formaldehyde were possible, we think. Other issue is very complex, because we have sufficient information about the situation in that factory at that time. So it is the past event, and we have an adequate network to get the information with the Samsung company, because some cases is deal with in our court to compensate. So I think it is difficult to make the conclusion about the causal relationship. But and we think the evidence of to confirm the causal relationship between exposure in semiconductor industry and leukemia or non-Hodgkin's lymphoma remains insufficient. We think the more formal and independent study of exposure disease relationship in this occupation is needed, because Samsung said they try to make clear evidence about the relationship. So they research many things about the relationship, but we think we don't know clearly the process of research or their acting. So, and many people think that it is not clear. So we think the more independent study is needed, necessary. However, workers should be protected from the potential exposure immediately. The causal relationship, we think the causal relationship will be proved after many deaths, many victims. So we think the prevention is right now. So thank you.
Questions for Dr. Kim.
All of these cases is self-informed by patients or their family, so it is not official information from government or company.
The question was there any dry etch or plasma etch process adjacent to the wet etch?
You mean the process, the difference between the process dry etch and wet etch? I think the chemical is used chemical is very similar, but I think it is the main point of difference is that the exposure chance, because wet etching is deep by human workers. Human workers dip the wafer, or let's see. This is the chemical bath, and this wafer worker dip this wafer in the chemicals and probe. So many chemicals remains this wafer, so it makes the high exposure possibility for human. But dry etching is this process is a closed system, operated in the closed system. So their remains chemical is pulled out by the artificial facility out of the atmosphere. Out of the factory. So we think the possibility about the exposure is lower than wet etching. Is it right?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, the question was, Mandy said that there's a category of higher exposure during
exactly,
plasma etch, and that's the maintenance workers.
Okay, exactly. We agree that. Our cases usually worked in that 2000, before 2000. So our cases, female workers is usually worked in operator, so then they meditating. But in male case, we have some male case. A male case worked in the engineer and they operated the, or maintained the plasma or dry etching facility. So their risk is the process to maintain the facility, because we also certified the there were some events in the process to maintain job, because leakage or explosion and that kind of. So our one case who want to compensate about his death, he worked in maintenance job. So we think maintenance job is higher. It is also higher than other office worker, because they usually high level of chemicals, and we think it is very very risk for workers. Yeah, we agree that. Thank you.